is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. In Niger, Reuters is reporting that presidential guards are holding President Mohamed Bazoum inside the presidential palace in the capital, which has been blocked off by military vehicles since Wednesday morning. President Bazoum said Wednesday that if they don't back down, the army will attack them. It's unclear what ignited the tensions, but the Associated Press talked with someone they report is close to the president but not authorized to speak to the media, who says that negotiations are underway between the two parties. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen says he will step down in 3 weeks and hand the position to his oldest son. Here's the AP's Lawrence Brooks.
The announcement comes after the Cambodian People's Party won a landslide victory in elections this weekend that Western countries and rights organizations criticized as being neither free nor fair. Hun Sen has been Cambodia's autocratic leader for 38 years, but said ahead of the elections he would hand off the position to his son, Hun Manny, sometime during the next five-year term. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
African leaders have started arriving in Russia Wednesday ahead of the second Russian-African Summit and Economic Forum. Russia is seeking more allies in the region, which is viewed as the world's most welcoming to Russia. The Associated Press is reporting that African delegations might try once again to broker a peace in Ukraine. UPS has reached an agreement with its 340,000 union members, potentially averting a strike that could have disrupted global package delivery at the shipping giant. The negotiations are ongoing and the deal has not yet been signed. This is VOA News. Doctors in Israel went out on strike in protest of the judicial overhaul passed this week by the Israeli parliament. Speaking to Reuters professor Haggai Levine, he said,
clearly, tomorrow the physicians will go back to work, but I can say that thousands of them are not going to be silent because there is a strong feeling, including myself, that we cannot work as physicians when Israel is no more a democratic state.
U.S. President Joe Biden's son, scheduled to appear in court Wednesday, set to plead guilty in a plea deal on tax and gun charges. But a new wrinkle: Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are trying to intervene, taking the unusual step of filing court documents urging the judge in the case to consider additional testimony from IRS whistleblowers. First Lady of the United States Jill Biden attended a flag-raising ceremony at UNESCO in Paris on Tuesday, marking the U.S. official re-entry into the UN agency.
I was honored to join you today as we raise the flag of the United States, a symbol of our commitment to global collaboration and peace.
The U.S. withdrew from UNESCO 5 years ago during the Trump administration in protest over a move by the agency to include Palestine as a member state. In Afghanistan, the Taliban announced Tuesday that all beauty salons must close. The Taliban gave shop owners a one-month deadline, which has now arrived. Reuters' Rachel Graham has more.
An estimated 12,000 beauty businesses are likely to shutter. The ban will also put more than 60,000 women out of a job, adding further strain on an economy already in crisis.
I'm experiencing one of the worst and darkest days of my life. Total absolute disappointment.
As well as beauty services, the salons provided many Afghan women with a safe, female-only space where they could meet outside their homes and without a male chaperone.
That is Reuters' Rachel Graham. The European Union has expanded its support to fight major fires in parts of Greece and other Mediterranean countries. The fires have claimed additional lives and continue to destroy homes, businesses, and nature reserves. New evacuations were ordered Wednesday on several Greek islands, and authorities found the charred remains of a missing farmer in southern Evia, following the death of two Greek firefighter pilots who were killed in a crash during a low-altitude water drop. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman.